We're going to London now. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer has warned that the new government's first budget in October is going to be painful. He told an invited audience in Downing Street that things would get worse before they get better. And he accused the previous Conservative government of hiding the true economic picture from the UK's Office for Budget Responsibility.
Worse than we ever imagined. In the first few weeks, we discovered a £22 billion black hole in the public finances. And before anyone says, oh, this is just performative or playing politics, let's remember the OBR did not know about it. They wrote a letter setting that out. And they didn't know because the last government hid it. And even last Wednesday, we found out that thanks to the last government's recklessness, we borrowed almost £5 billion more than the OBR expected in the last 3 months alone.
That was Keir Starmer. We can have a few words now with our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell, who's in Downing Street this lunchtime. Tommy, he was really preparing the ground there for a very tough budget. I mean, some of the measures mentioned included possible cuts to the winter fuel allowance.
That's right, Rachel. This address took place in the Rose Garden here at Downing Street. An audience of 50 people made up of apprentices, small business owners and public servants. These were people that he met out on the campaign trail. The message they heard, though, today was quite a sobering one. This was going to be a difficult budget. He didn't say explicitly what would be in that budget, but he did say that those with the broadest shoulders would carry the heaviest burden. However, as you say there, Rachel, one thing that we do know is happening is that there will be cuts to the winter fuel allowance. It's now going to be means tested for pensioners. This will affect around 10 million pensioners here in the UK. Unsurprisingly, it's a very unpopular move. The Conservative Party are attacking the Labour government for doing this, and I think we could also see a bit of disquiet over the coming weeks within the Labour ranks as well.
He also spoke about what he termed a societal black hole.
Yes, this was in relation to the riots which took place in recent weeks here in the UK. He blamed the Conservative government, unsurprisingly. He said that the riots broke out due to 14 years of populism and failure. Now, he did criticise the actions of rioters. He described it as thuggery. And he said as those riots were underway, he had to check on a daily basis whether there were enough prison places here in the UK to jail the rioters. You remember Keir Starmer was the Director of Public Prosecutions back in 2011. He said back then he had no such fear around whether there was enough prison places. This time he did, because we know there is a lack of prison places here in the UK. He described that situation as disgraceful, blaming the Conservative government. I think it plays into his overall message here today, Rachel, which is that the Conservatives, as he sees us, are largely to blame for a lot of the problems here in the UK. He believes his Labour government has the answers. However, those solutions are not going to be quick ones.
Tommy Meskell in Downing Street. Thank you.